that kind of alerted me it was news. Basically, I'd left Brooklyn for 40 seconds, if you're lucky, playing to go and sort his nursery stuff. I heard a scream that kind of alerted me. It wasn't his usual scream. I went through and I actually thought that he'd caught the slinky in his ear. And I'd actually said to him, you know, you caught that in your ear, you silly cookie. And then I looked and I had seen it wrapped around his neck 3 times. So I panicked, to say the least. I ran to get some scissors and a knife to try and cut it off, because there was no way I'd be able to do it with my hands the way he'd tangled it. So I tried to cut it. It was that tight, there wasn't even a big enough gap to get the scissors through. So I just remember thinking, there's no way I'm going to get this off. I managed to get it from the back whilst in the process choking him. And I managed to get it cut. When I'd cut it, there was metal through it, which was obviously worse. So I thought, how the hell am I going to cut this with a pair of kitchen scissors? And for some reason, I just kind of used all my force and managed to eventually cut through it and untangle him. But whilst all this was going on, he was getting more lifeless by the minute. Literally, I thought I'd lost him.
What was going through your head?
I remember thinking when I seen the metal, I thought, I'm never going to be able to get this off. And I just, that's horrible, but I remember thinking, I'm going to need to hold my wee boy and let him, you know, die. Because I just thought, I'm never going to get this off.
But thankfully you did manage to get it off. How relieved were you?
Oh, very. I didn't know whether to shout at him for being so silly or just cuddle him at the fact that he was all right. And he was obviously very shaken up as well, and I was hysterical, which kind of gave him a fright also. Obviously, being 3, I don't think he realised the consequences of what he had actually done. But no, just sheer relief when I managed to get it off.
And obviously, you took to Facebook with this post.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that? Why did you decide to warn other parents?
Just awareness. I mean, I know most of my friends have actually got this slinky for their wee boys, and even wee girls have got it. And I mean, that's a large amount. So I'm thinking, you know, how many other kids that I don't know of that have obviously got this toy? And obviously, with it being Paw Patrol, that's the new kind of latest preschool programme that's out. So, you know, it's so even more popular. And I just thought, if I don't raise this awareness, then, you know, other parents are going to think it's just a toy that's been about for years and years. You know, there's no harm in it. And obviously, I nearly lost my wee boy due to it. So I just felt, if I didn't warn parents, then I would never forgive myself if I knew a wee one that didn't get so lucky as Brooklyn next time.
And obviously, it's been shared like nearly 800 times now. What's your reaction to that? Like, did you ever expect that it was going to...
Not at all. I obviously thought my friends and my family would share it, but it's kind of gone right across earshot. I actually went to the shop last night, and somebody that worked in the shop had said that her family in Edinburgh have actually shared it, and it's now about Edinburgh. And I said when I put it up, the best place to spread the word about anything is Facebook these days, but I really didn't expect the great amount of, you know, response that I got back. It's amazing, but I'm so glad at the same time, because now, you know, nearly everybody in Ayrshire anyway know about it, let alone wherever else it's been shared. So yeah.
And how's Brooklyn now?
Absolutely fine. You wouldn't even think that he had a lucky escape Tuesday. He's back at nursery, his wee neck's slowly healing, but he's been warned, nothing goes round his neck.